Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Chrissy Tasker. She's an award-winning entrepreneur, CEO, publisher, and best-selling author. Chrissy, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me, Christopher. Thank you.
So we're going to first talk about where you are now, and then we're going to reverse engineer it and talk about how our guests can be where you are now. Meaning, Chrissy just shared with me prior to starting that she's moved from Singapore to the UK with her husband, and they were both going to plan on going there because to retire, but then after 3 months, they got bored. And now I only say this because she shared this with me, and she literally is living the life which most people around the world aspire to, meaning they have enough financial freedom to not work another day in their life, but yet 3 months into that, they got bored. So before we talk about, well, let's just dive into how you got to this financial freedom. You know, we rewind it to where you were a kid. Like, did you have a certain
I didn't born with a silver spoon, all right?
Okay, no, that's good. So let's talk about that. So let's talk about where how you grew up and how you had a drive to find that eventual financial freedom.
Okay, well, growing up, I was literally, we were so poor in my family. I mean, when my father passed away, we don't even have money to bury him. We were that poor. Okay, so knowing that, you know, money is such an essential thing, fundamental is so important for me. So since young, I'm always working so hard. I'm always working very hard towards where I want to be today. So accumulating assets is always in my mind to build intellectual property so that I can have financial freedom like what I am today. So, but when I was in my younger day, I do all kinds of jobs. I would go into sales, I would go into, you know, anything. So I was, and I also built business since I started doing business when I was 16.
What was the first business you did, Chrissy?
I did catering. So I went into a big office with a friend, and we walked into the front counter with the receptions, and we asked them, can you give us the opportunity to cater to your staff? Because there are 300 staff in the big office, and every day they have to travel out of the office to the canteen, you know?
So this is really, really important, because there's a term in business called product market fit, whereas do you have a product that fits the market that they need? So in this case, yes. I want to break it down for listeners, because again, you can easily go and share all the stories, but I want to really, really hone in on this. So first of all, for listeners, if you want to be a business person, if you want to make a living, if you want to scale your business, you have to create a product that people want. For instance, in my case,
Why
did I write a book about networking? Because people always talk about how to network better at events. If I created a program called GPS where I help people become speakers and coaches, why did I create that? Because no one's going to ever not want that, because people always want to create authority and share the brands to create that. So in your case, again, I wanted to hone in. You said there are 300 employees there, and you have a catering business. So even if, let's say, there's only 30 people, which is a 10% conversion, and 30 times 10, that's $300. That's still real money. But I want our listeners to know that you literally have a 300 person potential, what they call prospects or leads. And even if you get only 10%, which is a very low conversion, that's still very viable for business. So I didn't want you to go over that.
Exactly, Christopher, at that young age, you know, we see the potential of the business, but it's also because I was driven with needs. I need to provide income to the family. So you need to be hungry if you want to be successful. You need to be hungry. So that drives you to, you know, I can be a shy kid, or you can tell yourself, I can't do this, and you won't go up. And then you will miss the opportunity. That is exactly what happened. But at that age, I know I need to survive. I need that income. So we literally walk up to the counter and ask for a business. And sometimes you never know when you open your mouth and you ask, and that's where you're given.
No, that's perfect. But then why did you decide to do a catering business and the whole 300 employees? Did you already know some basic business?
Oh, I was actually working part-time in the canteen, where I see all these employees, you know, coming every day, and we ask them where they're from, and they told us they were from the factory. They had to take a bus out from the factory to the canteen. And that sparked at a young age, I was already reading self-help books all the time. I was reading, Ziglar, all these self-help books.
Oh, that's great. And how old were you at the time?
16.
Wow. And so how long did you have that catering business for?
We did it for 1 year and then we sold it to the partners. We had a partner to do all the cooking and then we are the one who do the sales and stuff like that. So we sold it to the partners and then that is where I moved on. So because I went to art college, so I moved on and then, but then different venture went over the years. So always in my life, I'm always looking for opportunity. I'm always looking for opportunity to do business. So I did printing business and over the years, then I went into insurance. So one step at a time, you know, I accumulate my assets. I'm always saving to make sure I can reach. And in the beginning, I understand and I always read, I read Robert Kiyosaki book about accumulating assets.
Yeah.
So wherever you are now, if you want to arrive financial freedom, you need to build your IP. So my publishing company is about building your IP because book is IP. Wherever, once you churn out the book, it's depend on how you market and it will actually bring you passive income. So my property business is another IP that I know that is giving me, because during the 2013, there's a financial crisis and that is what I told my husband. We need to use a saving to buy a landed property, which they devalue like more than 40%. So I said, we have to buy it because that is our retirement. That is exactly what we did. So I bought two properties and then after that, when we moved to UK, I sold the properties in Singapore. And we know literally we can retire in UK, but I got bored. And within 3 months, we're like, oh, forget it. We know we have to do something. We are just so bored out of our head.
Well, again, I want our listeners really to learn from your story, Chrissy, because again, so many people, they imagine, oh, once I have my millions, then I can retire and do nothing. And frankly, it really is boring because I will never retire. I mean, I'm at the point now where I can pick and choose the clients.
Oh, no,
I
can see you're so high energy, you'll never retire.
No, because like you said, Chrissy, it's about purpose. So I want the listeners to know this is not about you and I bragging about ourselves. It's about how did you, Chrissy, as a young woman, as a person that literally said you didn't have the money to pay for your father's funeral to now where you are, you have a choice, you have freedom, you have options. So I want our listeners to know, well, you read the right books, you were driven, you kept trying different things, but what was the turning point for you, do you think? Because going from 16 years old to being in a canteen to buying properties, I mean, what was the turning point? Because like, for instance, I remember 20 plus years ago, I sold my first property and I made $26,000 my first property. I was like, wow, $26,000 is a lot of money, but you know, I can make that in one speaking engagement. So it changes the mindset and I've pitched even bigger projects. But what I'm saying is for you is, what was the turning point for you? Was it the properties? Was it, you know, seeing your friends that are millionaires? I mean, what did you feel was the turning point?
No, you see, as I mentioned before, when I was young, we were so poor and we cannot afford to bury my dad. But there was a group of strangers, a community that came together to chip in to bury my father. You know, that I felt I'm indebted to them. So when I want to achieve where I am today, I also want to give back to the community because that is what life purpose is all about.
That's perfect.
I remember how I was given and now I want to give back to the community. So I volunteer now. Even where we know we are at these positions of financial freedom, we do not have to worry. You know, I know that so many people that have to worry what's going to be, how can they put food on the table? And that pay me. So a lot of time I, you know, whoever that come to me, I actually give them, you know, and help them if I can to, you know, start a business or change the mindset of that's possible, the possibility to achieve financial freedom in so many other ways.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the last project you mentioned, which I want to end with because it is so important, you created this company called The World Is So Big Publishing, where essentially, and I agree with you, by the way, every single entrepreneur should write a book or a co-author book, and you provide an opportunity for people that if they can just write 2,000 words, you include them into a book so they become co-authors so they can say they're an author. And that's amazing because every single entrepreneur and business owner, unfortunately, they're not known. That's why I have this podcast. I hope we share their story with our listeners from all around the world.
That is literally a shortcut to become an author that gives you credibility, that bring you authority in what you do.
Exactly.
That literally gives you the confidence to carry on and do your own books at the same time. Exactly. I really encourage people to explore this possibility. of co-author if you really want to start writing a book.
Yeah, and I encourage them to reach out to you, Chrissy. So how can our guests connect with you and stay in touch with you?
I have two websites. One of them is for the publishing, which is called TWISB, which stands for The World Is So Big Publishing. Okay, TWISBpublishing.com, or my personal website, ChrissyTasca.com. Anyone that want to connect can just send me a drop me a message there.
Great. Chrissy, thank you so much for being on our podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to ChristopherKai.com to learn more.